Let me state it another way. Might it been a way for him to heal himself at maybe a critical point in his youth?
That may well be the case. He had, as we know, a difficult youth. He was fatherless for his formative years and spent many years undisciplined in a kind of mental chaos. But this is regular routine for romantic artists. Nothing is sort of special or unusual in that. It's the way the world of art had evolved. It was, the emphasis then was not on society as an ordered structure, but on society and human aspiration as perceived through the prism of the individual. So that was his real function as an artist, to join in that movement and to express it thus. And his difficulties, his psychological difficulties, I'm sure were expressed, and in a way, the way his way of dealing with them is as two personalities. And he started a novel, after all, on the same lines as Richter, in which there are these two contrasting characters, which were his own. But I think he was telling us no more than something rather deep and significant about the human artistic creative personality in general. That it is indeed bipolar. It does consist of two different aspects and two different ways of looking at the world, and those two together make a great truth. It's perspective.